Earlier this week, US President Donald Trump made a big announcement. Starting April 2nd, America will impose new tariffs on countries that charge high import duties on US products. And guess which is the new country on the list? India. Speaking before the US Congress, Trump made it clear that he's not happy with how things are working in global trade. He said, "India charges us auto tariffs higher than 100%. It's not fair. The system was never fair to the US. Now we are going to tax them the same way they tax us. This is called reciprocal tariff, meaning imposing tariffs in return, reciprocate. This move has left Indian businesses worried, because just a few years ago, India was actually benefiting from US trade policies. Let's rewind a bit. Back in 2019, when Trump started a trade war with China, he imposed high tariffs on Chinese goods. This created an opportunity for Indian exporters, especially in the auto component industry. American car manufacturers who previously bought parts from China started looking for cheaper alternatives. And guess what? Indian auto parts fit the bill perfectly. They were affordable, high quality and reliable. As a result, India's auto component exports to the US skyrocketed. Now this growth should have been a win-win for both countries, right? So why is Trump suddenly putting tariffs on India now? At first, it looks confusing. If American companies were happy buying Indian auto parts, why make them expensive with tariffs? The answer is simple. Trump is using tariffs as a bargaining tool. So what is Trump trying to achieve? Number one, the US wants better access to the Indian market for its own products. Number two, India has high tariffs on many American goods, making them too expensive for Indian consumers. And point number three, since negotiations didn't work, the US is now playing hardball. By increasing import tariffs on Indian products, it's putting pressure on India to lower tariffs on American goods in return. So, what does the US want India to reduce tariffs on? The US has a list of products it wants to sell more of in India. Here are the top 4. Number 1. American cars and auto parts. India imposes over 100% tariffs on imported cars, making American brands like Ford, Tesla and GM more expensive. The US wants India to lower these tariffs so American cars can compete better in the Indian market. Try to connect this point with Tesla's entry into India. Tesla has been pushing for lower import tariffs in India for years. Elon Musk has strong ties with Trump, and since Trump is pushing for better trade deals for American companies, Tesla stands to benefit. This situation reflects how trade deals often favor big players with political backing, rather than being purely about free market competition. Point number 2. US agricultural products. India has strict trade rules on dairy, poultry, and other agricultural goods coming from the US. The US wants India to import more American apples, almonds and dairy products by reducing tariffs. Point number 3. American whiskey and alcohol. Imported liquor in India has a 150% tax, making American brands like Jack Daniel's and Jim Beam way too costly. The US has been pushing India to cut these taxes, arguing it would benefit trade. And point number 4. Medical devices. India has price controls on stents and knee implants to make them affordable for patients. The US wants India to remove these restrictions so American companies can sell them at higher prices. So if you see, India has a dilemma. What happens next? Trump's message is clear. Lower tariffs on our products or we will make your exports to US more expensive. That is why you must have seen, to ease trade tensions, India has already reduced tariffs on some items, including high-end motorcycles, reduced to 30% from 50%. Bourbon whiskey reduced to 100% from 150%. So if you see, this puts India in a tough spot. If India lowers tariffs on American goods, it could benefit US businesses by hurting local domestic industries. If India refuses, the US could impose more tariffs, making Indian exports suffer. That is the reason India's Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal has gone to the United States for trade talks between two countries. His main goal is to protect Indian industries' interests while avoiding a full-blown trade war with United States. Because India and the US have set a target to double their two-way trade to $500 billion by 2030. Both countries are also negotiating a bilateral trade agreement, which is expected to be finalized by late 2025. India has also increased energy imports from the United States and purchased more defense equipment as part of the negotiations. One thing is certain, global trade is a game of power and right now India is caught in the crossfire. So what do we learn from this? In international trade, agreements are often made with diplomacy, favors and mutual understanding at first. But later, when interests shift, the same deals can turn into pressure tactics. Countries use their influence to demand favorable terms, saying do this or we will impose penalties. Ultimately, business is driven by self-interest and power dynamics come into play once dependencies are created. That is why having multiple superpower alliances can provide India with leverage in negotiations. If India subtly aligns with Russia or other major powers like China and the European Union, the US might be more willing to accommodate India's demands. Because America also doesn't want to lose strategic influence over India. So India needs to weigh in its options carefully and plan its move. I hope you found this video informative. I'll see you in the next one.